From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Roger McDonough. The federal government has released new rules for sharing water from the Colorado River. The announcement comes after years of failed negotiations between the seven states that use the river. For the Mountain West News Bureau, Alex Hager reports.
The new guidelines will last for a decade and force state officials to tweak water sharing policies every 2 years as river conditions change. They'll cut back on the region's water use in 2027 and 2028, and the exact size of those cuts will likely be announced in the coming days. Arizona, California, and Nevada are expected to reduce their water use. They say they want to volunteer cutbacks after a federal proposal would have forced massive reductions to the Phoenix and Tucson areas. Cities in central Arizona will still likely lose the most water, but most utility departments have spent years preparing for this day. Many have plans to lean harder on other sources of water to soften the impact of Colorado River cuts on residents. Alex Hager, Phoenix.
KUER's Sean Higgins has more on what Utah's river officials think about it.
The document centers on the management of Lake Powell and Lake Mead, two of the key reservoirs that help regulate the river's flow. Amy Haas is executive director of the Colorado River Authority of Utah. She told reporters she is encouraged the new plan pays attention to the river's decline rather than the demand for water.
This contemplates lower releases out of Lake Powell in the event, and it certainly looks like this is the direction we're headed, that the hydrology deteriorates.
One of the biggest pieces decreases how much water can be released from Lake Powell by 1 million acre feet. But State Colorado River Commissioner Gene Shawcroft said there's still a lot of work to be done.
This final environmental impact statement is a bridge, not a destination. We have a lot of other things that will have to be released in order for us to understand how all the puzzle pieces fit together.
Two other documents are expected soon. One finalizes water management, and another governs reservoir operations. Sean Higgins, KUER News.
Pornhub and Utah were back in court this week. Pornhub is one of the world's largest adult content websites, and it wants a judge to block the state's new age verification law. Utah's Attorney General Derek Brown says the industry isn't being singled out. He spoke with Fox 13.
We age verify things like alcohol and tobacco. And so really what's happening here is we're basically saying, as a law, we're going to do the same thing in the pornography industry.
But Pornhub's parent company, ALO Free Sites, says the law would make the company liable if someone finds a way to get around the requirement to view adult content. During a hearing yesterday, the company's lawyers argued Utah is stepping on the rights of individuals. Both parties agreed to put the law on hold while they wait for the judge's decision. A Utah death is now linked to an illegal kratom product sold in Utah County. There have also been overdoses in recent weeks. The product was mislabeled as cat's claw. That's a woody vine that grows in the Amazon rainforest. Two state agencies warn people not to buy or consume Buzzer's cat's claw tablets, and if you have it, you should destroy it. The American Kratom Association says it supports immediately removing the products. It also blamed Utah's ban on kratom products earlier this year and said the ban does not allow the state to properly regulate the drug. Pure leaf products are still legal. Ogden Valley City is keeping its name, but it will be known as Ogden Valley. The name of the newly incorporated city has been a placeholder. Conversations about a change have been going on for months, but the city council voted last night to keep it. Residents spoke up with strong feelings about some of the options, like Eden and Pineview. And Eden was the most popular choice in a survey earlier this year. But the council stuck with Ogden Valley to honor the area's history, though they acknowledged not everyone would be happy. The war in Iran continues to hit Utahns in the pocketbook as gas prices climb in the state. A gallon costs now $4.27 on average. Nationwide, it's up nearly a dollar from this time last year. Instability in the Strait of Hormuz is boosting oil prices. AAA says that could impact gas prices in August when costs usually ease up. A new AP NORC poll shows about two-thirds of Americans say the war in Iran has not been worth it, and relatively few want military action there to continue. You're listening to KUER News.